Welcome to Take It From Tim, where Tim's talking. Today my subject is customer service and how you react to it. Quality customer service begins with good leadership and good management. And when I say good leadership and good management, it does not mean a leader or a manager that is a dictator, but a manager and a leader that leads by example. People that are working in positions where customer service is paramount work better and give better performance in organizations where leaders and managers are team players. And everyone in the organization works together as a team. A manager or a leader that leads by example motivates and encourages the team members to be good at their job and to provide good customer service for the customer. You can see an organization that is ran by good leaders and good managers. The individuals that work in these particular offices and these organizations are happy. They look like they are happy to come to work, and they always want to do a good job, not just to benefit of the customer, but also to be impressive to the manager and the leaders of the organizations. It's always nice to go into an establishment where there's good leadership. You always leave there with a sense that you are appreciated and valued as a customer. Is your organization giving the best customer service that it could possibly give? Are you, as a manager or a leader, doing everything necessary to show your employees and your teammates that you are just that, a teammate? You're not a dictator, and you're not a leader that doesn't lead by example. It is important that if we want to have sustainable business and industry, that we provide to the customer great customer service, great leadership, and an open door policy that allows the employees to come to managers and leaders when they feel that there are areas that need to be addressed. If your organization is not giving stellar customer service and leadership, it is important that you look at yourself as the leader of the organization or the manager or anyone that is in a managerial position and find out what you can do to make the organization more sustainable and make the organization a better fit for those that come to work for your organization. This is Tim Robinson with Take It From Tim. I hope you got something from that message. Welcome to Take It From Tim. Today my subject is customer service and how do you react to it. In life, we have a tendency of talking about customer service, and it is important that the customer get good customer service. Would you agree? Well, I agree. And in the times that we get good customer service, are we encouraging or thanking the representative for giving us good quality customer service? It is important that we look at it that way, because a lot of times the customer service representatives only hear the negative and the bad things. And depending on the company, some companies are filled with just complaints. People call customer service just to complain. And just think about it. Put yourself in the shoes of the customer service representative that is constantly receiving complaints all day long. Now, you may look and say, well, that's part of their job. Yeah, everyone has a job to do, but to sit somewhere for 8+ hours and just hear someone dump on you is not a very good position. But what about the times when you are calling and you're the one that's dumping on the customer service representative? How are you coming off? Are you coming off with a negative, nasty, condemning attitude, or are you there trying to get your message resolved? And even though it may not be a pleasant situation that you're going through, you still want to get your message resolved the best that you can. So today I'm going to talk about customer service and how I feel that customer service should be given and how I feel that the customer should react to good and bad customer service. Now, I've been in customer service for some years. I was in it in banking, in utilities, and in various other businesses. I also have been in collections. I've been on the first party collection, which is the direct bank or the direct company that has the debt. And I've also been on third party collection, which is a collection agency. Now, there is a major difference from customer service and collections. There's no doubt about it. But even in collections, there's a level of customer service that should be given by the collection agent. Now, looking at regular customer service, I personally try to give superior customer service even when the customer was not that nice to me. I still would try to give them the best customer service because that is what I am being paid for. That's the wages. And not only that, the companies that I work for had extraordinary quality monitoring. And if I did not give the customer the best customer service, I could actually be reprimanded and to the point of actually losing my job. So it's important that I gave quality customer service. But I do call companies sometimes that I do not give the quality customer service that I have delivered and have come to expect. And what do I do personally when I don't get the quality of customer service that I feel that I should get? Well, the first thing I do is I do a strategic pause. And in this pause, I let the representative know that I'm listening to them and also cause them to listen to me. Because a lot of times they will respond by asking me hello, or they will let me know that they do not hear me or that the line has went silent. And then I will respond, oh, I'm here. And then I will see if that would break up the attitude that I'm receiving. Maybe that's a wake-up call. They will find out and realize that, you know, maybe I need to change the way that I'm interacting with this caller. If that doesn't work, I let them go through their whole spiel, and I personally demand good quality customer service. And when I do not get it, at the conclusion of the call, when they do the wrap-up, or sometimes they say, have I provided quality or excellent customer service, at that time I use that as a way to inform them that they did not. And I do that even in a customer friendly way. I let them know that I did not feel that I got the customer service that I expected from them, and I will tell them why. And honestly, in some situations I will even tell them that I am hopeful that this is not a call where you would like for me to stay on the line and leave feedback, because I'm letting you know that the feedback would not be positive. So in some of those situations, depending on how I was treated, I will either hang up the phone, and depending on whether their attitude had changed, if it has not changed, I would probably go on there and I would leave negative feedback for the customer. The same goes for quality, superior, good customer service. When I get superior quality customer service, I will go in there and I will let the representative know. I will also sometimes request to speak to their manager or their supervisor, and I will let them know that the person gave me quality service, because I believe that that is important. Just like you give negative feedback when you feel that you're not treated well, I believe that's important to give positive feedback when you are treated well. How do you handle customer service? Why don't you leave me some feedback and we can have a discussion. This is Tim Robinson, and take it from the TIM. That's Tim, and that's me. I'll see you on the next audio. Thanks for listening.